The Lord has used speakers on the chapel platform to challenge students, staff, and faculty to further service for Him. Listen as servants of God share scriptural truths from His Word on the chapel platform from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today's speaker is a former pastor and retired BJU Bible teacher, Mr. Jack Tillman. Some comments refer to events current as of the date that he preached this message at a summer chapel service on Wednesday, May 18, 1988. When people look at our lives, do they see Christ? Today we'll hear a message from Mr. Tillman on our ambitions. They should be to please Christ, to portray Christ, and to preach Christ. You'll want to turn in your Bible to today's text, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now listen as Mr. Tillman preaches a message titled, Paul's Threefold Ambition.
You turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to look at just a portion of a verse, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. I'm sure that for every young person that enters the foreign service of our government, there is that desire, that ambition in their life that perhaps one day they might be appointed an ambassador of this great country. And in this verse of Scripture, it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." I do not think that that desire or that ambition of that person that enters the foreign service to become an ambassador is a wrong ambition. I think ambition can be a great thing. We think of such men as Columbus, who, if he had not had the ambition to try to find a new world, we might still think the world is flat. Thomas Edison had not had an ambition, we might be sitting in darkness today. I think the saddest thing about ambition, however, is that it may be misdirected. It may be used for wrong purposes and with impure motives. We certainly have an example of this found in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 12. "But how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Here we find that one who was perhaps the highest of all of the angelic creatures, having a desire, an ambition to be above God. The five I wills here express that ambition. However, this morning I'm not so interested in the wrong aspect of ambition. I'm not interested in the fact that it can be misdirected. It can be used for impure motives. Rather, I would like for us to center our thinking around the Apostle Paul and an ambition or ambitions that we see in his life and his ministry. I believe the Apostle Paul was dominated by a threefold ambition. And these ambitions, I believe, should characterize every one of us in our Christian walk. And certainly as we look at them, we will realize that it was these three ambitions that molded and guided the Apostle Paul and made him the great servant of God that he was. I believe the first of these ambitions the Apostle Paul had was the ambition to please Christ. The ambition to please Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, Paul writes, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Notice Paul said that we may be accepted of Him. What amazing blessing would result if all of us would pray this prayer, "Lord Jesus, what will please Thee most?" Lord Jesus, what will please Thee most? If this would be the desire, the ambition of our hearts, to do that which would please the Lord most, I believe that our lives in many instances would be dramatically changed. Lord Jesus, what will please Thee most? We have an interesting verse in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the great faith chapter, verse 5. "By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God." He had this testimony that he pleased God. This is a testimony given not by man, but by God Himself. I can think of no greater epitaph to have written about any one of us than these words, "He pleased God." Paul writes concerning our Lord in Romans chapter 15 and verse 3. He said, "For even Christ pleased not himself." For even Christ pleased not himself. Compare that with John chapter 8 and verse 29. "He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please Him." I do always those things that please Him. Oh, that that might be the testimony of each of us this day, that we do always those things that please Him. A second ambition that I believe characterized the life of the Apostle Paul was the ambition to portray Christ. The ambition to portray Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, "And that ye study," I should stop right there, maybe. Very apt point for summer school, but that's really not what he's saying. "That ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you." You know, as I began to read this chapter, I thought to myself, the Apostle Paul's doing what a lot of us as preachers need to do perhaps more. stop preaching and do a little meddling in the right way. Because he certainly is getting down to where these Thessalonians lived. That you study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. That ye may walk honestly toward them that are without. And you compare that with 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, where Peter writes, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. The ambition to portray Christ. A portrait is a likeness of a person. So to portray Christ is to hang up a picture of Christ before others. My friends, it's a trite saying and a trite thought, but it's true nonetheless that you and I, we are the only Christ some people will ever see. You're the only Christ that some people will ever see. The only Bible that some people will ever read. I wonder, what kind of a Christ is the world seeing as they look at my life? As they look at your life, my, the ambition of the Apostle Paul was to so portray Christ in his life that he could say, be like me, imitate me, follow me in my example. I believe that we ought to be ambitious that our life may be so respected by the outside world that they, when they look at us, will see Christ and Christ only. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Paul writes these words, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Why did Paul want to know Christ in such a fashion? I believe it was because he desired to portray Him to the world, to lost and dying men. The ambition to please Christ. The ambition to portray Christ. But there is a third ambition that certainly characterizes the life of the apostle, and that is the ambition to preach Christ. The ambition to preach Christ. Again, in Romans chapter 15, here in verse 20, Paul said, yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. I thought as I read this again the other night, there weren't many other foundations that Paul could build upon. There were not many other churches that had been established in the time of the Apostle Paul. But his desire was to preach Christ, not where he'd already been heard, not where they knew of him, but where men had never heard before the message of the gospel. Oh, our prayer should be, as the hymn writer wrote, O loose my tongue, that I may tell with burning words to sinners lost, that thou didst come to seek and save, to purchase them at such a cost. Do you realize what it did cost the Lord? What He paid for lost souls? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The price, the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. William Carey had a vision of the millions in India without the Lord. Hudson Taylor likewise had a vision of the millions in China who had never heard the message of the gospel. Ah, friends, what would happen if a few of us were gripped by the same kind of vision for the lost around us? The ambition to please Christ, the ambition to portray Christ, the ambition to preach Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. And if we are His ambassadors, may these ambitions characterize our lives. Shall we pray? Our Father, we pray that these words from Thy Word might sink deep into our hearts and lives. Help us to have this ambition that the Apostle Paul showed forth so effectively in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us again for the Chapel Platform. If you would like a copy of today's message, send a check for $5.13 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina. The zip code is 29614. Please mention the speaker, Mr. Jack Tillman, the title of his message, Paul's Threefold Ambition, and also be sure to mention today's date. The Chapel Platform has been sponsored by Bob Jones University. Join us again for the Chapel Platform.